We just have an air conditioner going through the house.
Way cooler in here.
Oh, you have the window open, man.
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh. You're used to living in the living.
No, as soon as it becomes 79 in here, the air conditioner kicks on. If it drops below 68, it kicks on. So 69 to 68 is the comfort zone.
It is now 7:51. We have ended the second executive session. We are reconvening the regular Board of Commissioners meeting.
So I would like to go over just the major parts of this purchase and sale agreement for the board to consider approval. This is a purchase and sale agreement in the amount of $1.2 million to buy the Union Bank building, which is located in downtown Port Townsend. The address is in the board packet. I don't have it handy with me. The purchase and sale agreement calls for a 90-day feasibility period upon deposit of $60,000 into escrow, which may be extended another 60 days with a further deposit of $20,000. The deposit and the additional deposit are refundable if the district decides not to go forward with the purchase. Some of the more salient portions of the agreement are that the district has access to the property for inspection purposes throughout the feasibility period, that the risk of any environmental loss is shifted if you go forward with the purchase, is shifted completely to the district, which is not unusual, but something to be mindful of. And there's a liquidated damages provision in the agreement that states that in the event that the buyer, which is a district, defaults, the amount of damages will be the amount of deposit, which is actually favorable, I think, to the district. There is an indemnification provision that provides that any third-party claims related to the building, including any environmental issues, if the board were to go forward with the purchase and close escrow, would be the responsibility of the district. And as I stated before, the current architectural scope does not include any environmental analysis, and I highly recommend that the board obtain an environmental analysis prior to any closing of escrow.
I just noticed something here. It's two parcels. I didn't know it was two parcels.
The back part, I think, where the parking is, quite a bit of parking actually comes with it on the map, but it includes that little wetland. I think they had a, and the street goes kind of through there or something.
So it's two tax ID numbers, two separate parcels, but would be sold together.
And something else I was going to tell you. The motion would be to authorize the general manager to enter into the purchase agreement substantially in the form as was included in the board packet for tonight's meeting.
Okay. One thing I noticed is, Jim, in your cover memo, you say Union Bank Building of Port Angeles, and for the record, it's a Union Bank Building in Port Townsend.
Getting old.
I guess just for the record too, I think it's, we're talking about trying to consolidate our operations and get our staff more centrally located, and this is one option of several that we're looking at. Kind of the one logical existing building that's out there, and I think we definitely should do the environmental, if we go forward with this, do the environmental assessment as part of the due diligence. I support authorizing the manager to do this. I guess that's my two cents.
I'll second that motion with a note that all this, I only saw the A and B parcel here at the signature page. I didn't recall any A and B parcel throughout the discussion of the contract.
In terms of the legal description?
I just want to be sure that it's A and B is included in the environmental study and whatever we're doing there to cost effective.
One thing that we will receive from the seller upon execution of the agreement is a preliminary title report. That title report will show exactly what it is with a legal description that the PUD would purchase if it were to close escrow.
Yeah, and the agreement does say description of improvements, more particularly described as attachment A, which is what you're looking at.
No, I'm looking at parcel A and B.
Okay, well, attachment Exhibit A also says parcels A and B.
Okay, well, I didn't see that. Yeah. Okay, as long as that's there.
Yeah, so I...
A second.
Okay, so again, my motion is formally to approve the manager proceed with signing the purchase and sale agreement in substantially the form that's been presented and proceed with an environmental assessment as part of this process.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion is carried.
All right. So, would a motion to adjourn be
absolutely
in order? Do we have anything left? Okay, I move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.
8:00. I think the
O
should be
R's.
I-R.
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 I-R. Done. R. Seems like, you know, we've packed quite a bit in tonight. I think we're getting better.